From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump made his UN debut Monday, speaking at a U.S.-hosted meeting on reforming how the world body is managed. He said, "We encourage the Secretary General to fully use his authority to cut through bureaucracy, reform outdated systems, and make firm decisions to advance the UN's core mission." He said the focus should be more on results than progress.
"In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment."
Mr. Trump called for bold reforms that he said could make the United Nations a greater force for peace. He said bureaucracy at the 193-member organization had kept it from performing as well as it should, and that the agency must not be beholden to ways of the past. He also said Monday he's confident we have a chance to forge a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, but he signaled new uncertainty about the U.S. view of the international deal curbing Iran's nuclear program. "Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal," Trump said, as he prepared for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But Trump vowed to give peace efforts an absolute go. He said, "I really think we have a chance, and I can tell you that the Trump administration would like to see it." This is VOA News. An emergency vaccination campaign is getting underway in northeastern Nigeria to try to prevent a deadly cholera outbreak from spreading to other countries. As correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, the World Health Organization is heading the campaign.
Dominique Legros is cholera coordinator for WHO's Department for Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases. He says the outbreak, which is centered in camps for internally displaced people, is spreading to other areas of northeastern Nigeria, toward Chad and northern Cameroon. He says 900,000 people in the state will receive the oral cholera vaccine to quickly contain the spread of the disease.
"Once it does spread, it's very, very difficult to contain, and we have huge number of cases and deaths. This outbreak in Nigeria hopefully will not reach Chad, because in Chad already we have an alert in the eastern part of the country towards the border with Sudan, 344 cases, 49 deaths."
Legros says this comes to a 14% case fatality. He notes this is very high for a cholera outbreak, which usually has a case fatality rate of less than 1%. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi is scheduled to give a highly anticipated national speech Tuesday, addressing her country's crisis in Rakhine State, where ongoing violence has led about 400,000 ethnic Rohingya to flee to neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks. Aung San Suu Kyi has come under strong international criticism for not speaking out more forcefully on the situation. She will speak both in English and Burmese during her speech Tuesday. Her remarks will be streamed live on voanews.com, beginning shortly after 0300 UTC Tuesday. That's after 11 p.m. Monday Eastern Time at the United Nations. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. has not yet shot down any North Korean missiles because they haven't posed a threat to the United States or its allies. He spoke to reporters at the Pentagon on Monday, said if the missiles were perceived as a threat, quote, "that would elicit a different response from us." Asked what that response is likely to be, he refused to elaborate. He also said the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan, an increase of over 25% in the number of American forces there. He said the boost in U.S. troop strength would be over 3,000, but he declined to give a specific number. He said, "Frankly, I haven't signed the last of the orders right now." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.